what they call Gwen's Cove. And she and her brothers was fiddlers. She had two brothers, and they played the fiddle, and she could also play. But she usually whistled and tap danced. But she had a brother that was a private detective, and he went through this mountain on the horse, and his horse stopped and wouldn't go on. So he had to get off the horse, see what the trouble was, and there was a man hung in a tree hanging down in the road.
Why?
And that's about all I know about that. See, that's been a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what was the man hanging in the tree? Who was he?
Well, that I never knowed. They didn't... Well, she told the name, too, but that's when I was small.
Uh-huh.
She used to tell the stories to me and my brother.
Now, Maria, during this interview, please try to forget that this tape recorder is here and just give me as much free conversation as you can. Now, I'm supposed to get you to give me some numbers and that kind of thing. You know, this thing is to so that we'll know how people talked in certain areas of the country back, 50 years ago and now and so on, and try to keep a record of these words, because, you know, they're kind of slipping by us and we don't have records of the way people used to talk and how, I guess, some people are talking now. But, for instance, if you could tell me when I get to, I might ask you about the shelf that's built up over a fireplace. What did you call it? And so on. Do you remember what you called the shelf over the fireplace?
A fireboard, some people called it, and some said a mantelpiece. We used to bake sweet potatoes in a big Dutch oven in the hot coals in the fireplace. We had a lid that went on this oven, and we could cook cornbread in it, we could cook biscuits in it, put hot ashes on the top of the oven. And they were real delicious.
Oh, I bet. Now, I guess we could start by just letting you count maybe up to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, what comes after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
39?
40.
All right. How about after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And what would 10 times 100 be? 10 times 100 would be like, say, 1,000. All right, and do you know, what's the biggest number you know?
Million.
A million, all right. After the first man comes, if you have three or four men lined up, and you've got the first one, and then you've got the
second,
and then the third, and then
fourth, fifth, the sixth, seventh, eighth, and the ninth, tenth.
All right, very good.